Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we are having a little bit of technical difficulties with our phone lines at the moment. Should be maybe half hour, 45 minutes before we can get there, but I'm still going to give you that number so that if you want to have it handy for when we do, when our phone lines are back, we can get there to help you. So that's our number, 855-660-4261. Now, in the meantime, we can talk about a number of different things. I wanted to talk a little bit about some liquid fertilizers from Espoma. They have some really, really nice and easy products to use. So they, you know, they have a number of them: Bloom, Fish, Indoor, Orchid, Violet, Cactus, Citrus, and Tomato. You know, you can take a look at, if you're looking for more information, on their website. But they're real easy to use. They have a On the top of the bottle, you can actually flip it upside down. And then when you flip it up, you open that lid, and it's one the pre-measured dose for a watering can, and you add a quart of water to it. So it's ready to go. It's nice and easy. The measuring's done nice and easy for you versus having to get the measuring cup, put it in, and stir it, etc. Do all those extra things. So this is a nice, easy way to do it. And they have these in multiple styles. Like I said, indoor houseplant you'd be looking at probably right now. Something you're looking to push some blossoms. Maybe something that is flowering. You know, something that, you know, maybe you're looking to get a little bit more, a little bit longer length out of the blossom. So you might be using that Bloom. Then there's some other other ones there, like orchids right now. A lot of orchids are in bloom. So that's going to help push the orchid blossoms a little bit. Your cactus. What do you feed cactus and succulent plants, right? They have a special formula for that. So definitely something to be looking at. I like the, there's this nice easy dose, flip over and then just pour in. So something to be looking for this spring or even now at the garden centers. The liquid plant foods from organic, from Espoma, you know, the organic products. So something to be looking for. Well, the I guess the sun is starting to come out. It's not actually out, but it's getting lighter outside, we shall say. So it's starting to we're starting to get ready for the day. There's supposed to be a little bit of dusting to an inch in the area of snow today, but it's not going to warm up too much. So bundle up if you're going out there to get some flowers for your Valentine, or if you're just going out in general. It's a bit cold, and we're looking at this week is another possible snowstorm Monday into Tuesday, and something Thursday into Friday, and then next week it looks to be warming up a little bit comparatively. So we'll see how it goes, as only time can tell us what's going to happen. So we'll start thinking more spring-like. Thinking about when all our plants are going to start flowering. Remember, one of those first ones that we're going to see is going to be the forsythia. We also might see some of the witch hazel. Some of the witch hazel you might have already seen pop with some of those earlier warmer temperatures in January. But those are some of the ones you might see first. But think about, what you might want to add to the garden this year, what types of colors you want to add. You know, it's our major thing when you come into a garden center that someone will ask you is, what conditions does it have? Is it sunny, shady, wet soil, dry soil, that type of thing? But, you know, it's not all about that. It's all about what you like color-wise, if it's flowering, or style, or shape. Those are some things to be thinking about as well. So don't just stop and say, all right, this is what it is. I can only get these shade. I have full shade. I can only get these plants. Well, yes, you can get these plants, but there are varieties in there. You know, don't think just shrubs or trees. Don't think just perennials. Think annuals. Think all the different things throughout the season. Annuals are those ones to help add color for the season, so you don't have to worry about some of your shrubs blooming all season. Obviously, there are some that are out there. They're less maintenance. They have blossoms that will pop for you. Some things like the Endless Summer Hydrangea, the Knockout Rose, those types of things, right? But adding some of those annuals into the yard, or perennials that will flower at different times of the season, will definitely be beneficial for your garden this season. We kind of think of the big picture, so we think of the bigger plants. A lot of us will think about just filling in with shrubs and trees to get that done, but going to those next levels, those next layers, is really what we're looking to do to be more successful in the garden. And by successful, I mean successful is really up to you on what you're going to consider successful, but at the same time, if we're looking to get blossoms throughout the season, we got to go with different aspects of it, Some of the perennials. Just an example. The types of daylilies. Stelladora daylily. Happy Returns daylily. Those are ones that will blossom multiple times throughout the season. So getting some of those, perfect to have in there. Getting some annuals that will blossom throughout the season. There's a number of them that you can be using, like a petunia or a million bells, ones that will just reflower for you. You can do some of these things so your garden bed will have those colors. One question we get a lot in the garden center is, I want to plant the low maintenance and it blooms all summer. Well, that's hard to do when it comes to some shrubs and trees, especially until you get them established. So maybe some of those annuals are the way to go, or perennials. So think about those types instead of just some of the big, heavy hitters when it comes to filling in areas. We want to be able to fill in, but have that color throughout the season. It's definitely something to be thinking about this year, so you can have that color throughout the season. Let's try to promote, that happiness. We all love flowers, and when you get to see them, it makes you a little bit happier. Let alone what the benefits of plants are in the environment, for the oxygen that it gives, those types of things. Those are things to be thinking about. Those are added benefits, right, that we want. We want the look. We want to be happy when we look at it, but all those extra benefits that they have in your plants are definitely something that we definitely need, and it's something that we want. And sometimes we're not even thinking about those when we're planting. So just some things to think about. Again, I'll give out the phone number, but our lines are down for a little bit. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got a couple hours, about 2.5 hours left in the show. We will be here. We'll a lot of me talking for a bit just so we can get onto that, so we can get those phone lines fixed. So you might see me with some different subjects. You know, the past couple weeks we talked a little bit about pollinators and how important they are. Obviously, we know, you know, we kind of think about bees. And that's where we kind of, you know, when you think about it, oh, bees, we need bees, we need bees. But there are so many other pollinators out there that we need to be beneficial to have in our gardens and for everything, our fruits, our vegetables, etc. So think about pollinator gardens this year. Think about adding something like that. You know, one simple way, right, is leaving an area in the property. Maybe it's to the side of the woods, so you don't see it very much. Leaving an area just kind of unkept a little bit. That's where bees' nests can go. Insects can kind of go. They don't need a very, upkept area, something that is very clean, etc. They'll go into an area where it's not so clean. I know some guys right now are listening going, all right, I'm going to tell my wife that I need to leave an area bad because it's for the pollinators. If that's what it takes, great. But the fact of the matter is they will take some of those areas that you don't get to, and it will help benefit the pollinators going forward. So we can discuss that and more. We're going to take a break here. Again, I'll give that number out, 855-660-4261. Hold on to that number. I will let you know as soon as I know that the phone lines are up, and that should be hopefully soon in the next 15, 20 minutes. Cool.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're still having trouble with those phone lines, so we'll let you know when that comes back. But it should be in the next half hour or so. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we'll keep talking about the garden and what we want to do. We're about a month and a half away from doing soil tests, getting some soil samples taken from our lawn, getting those looked at. So as soon as that ground thaws and we can get a shovel in the ground, we want to be able to get that shovel into the ground, at least to the bottom of a shovel. That's where we want to get our soil samples out. Let's get this season started with a good soil sample. And so we can know what's going on down there. Some of you have been doing it. We find ways to help you to get that figured out and add this, or you have too much of this, and we'll figure out ways to fix it. So those are some things to really be thinking about in the next month or so. At this time of year, in the next couple months, I know I'll be talking about soil samples more often. And I know, some might sit there and say, all right, I get it with the soil samples. They're important. But, it is something that I highly recommend. Think about yourself, right? We get a physical every year to know what's going on with our bodies, right? And without that, we don't know what to do. Well, it's the same thing with the soil. Same thing for your plants. If we don't know what's going on down there, we can throw fertilizer down, but is it the right one? Is it something that is going to be beneficial for the plants, for your lawn? And so by finding out these things, we can actually maybe spend less on products. Maybe you don't need to take care of as many issues long term because you figured out what's going on with the soil. So long term, the savings could be a good amount, right? So those are some reasons why I push the soil test so much. You might have a lawn that you have fertilized for years, but nothing's changing and nothing happens. Well, there could be trapped nutrients in there. There could be too much magnesium, too much calcium, too much whichever. It's not just about the pH. For the longest time, we always just talked about the pH of your soil. So we would lime. We would talk about putting lime down in the spring and fall, religiously. But as time has gone on, there's more things to do for the soil to get it so that it's rich and the ability to take those nutrients and use them readily for your lawn and garden. So, you know, soil samples will come out. You'll tell you exactly, you know, how much nitrogen to put down, how much phosphorus, you know, what else to do. It'll tell you your pH. It'll tell you the levels of all these different nutrients in the soil and say, this is what it is. So you can fix those things, right? And that's what we're looking to do with the soil sample. So definitely, once that ground thaws, be looking to do it. You can do it a number of ways. You can send it out to UMass Amherst. I know Penn State does it. I know Vermont does it. Natural Alternatives is another one, and usually in the spring they'll do a promotion for you to get that soil sample taken care of. So definitely, you know, stay tuned for that. We'll go over a little bit more as we get closer of how to take that soil sample. You know, it sounds easy, right? Just a soil sample, just dig a hole and that's what I get. But there is a way to do it. Over time I've learned multiple different ways to do it. You know, you need about a pound of soil. Okay, you know, an example of, you know, just sending soil that you've dug up that day. Well, what if it rained? A pound is going to be a little bit less. So something that one of our listeners, Daryl, had given me a couple, about a year ago, said, let it sit overnight. Let it dry out for a bit, 24 hours, 48 hours, so that the soil is a little bit drier. You're not sending a pound that is not a complete pound because there's so much moisture in it, right? Especially in the spring, the moisture is more readily available in the soil compared to in the fall, because we're usually in a drought at that point. So those are some techniques we'll discuss and more on what to do. You can give us a call as soon as the phone lines are back up. That number again is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. We'll get back. We'll be here to give you some more information on what to do in the garden and what you can be doing going forward. So stay tuned for that. We're going to take that break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to acquit former President Trump in his second impeachment trial on Saturday. Trump attorney Mike Van Der Veen.
He was vindicated. He was found not guilty. The political witch hunt the Democrats had thrown at him was defeated, so he should feel quite pleased.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The former president inspired, directed, and propelled a mob to violently prevent the peaceful transfer of power, subvert the will of the people, and illegally keep that president in power. There is nothing, nothing more un-American than that.
President Joe Biden responded to the acquittal by releasing a statement saying that all Americans, especially the nation's leaders, have a duty and responsibility to defend the truth and to defeat the lies. This is USA Radio News. Four people in Oregon have tested positive for the coronavirus after receiving both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, according to health officials. The Oregon Health Authority said there's two cases each in Yamhill and Lane County, and the cases are either mild or asymptomatic. The agency referred to the individuals who tested positive as breakthrough cases, meaning they got sick with the virus at least 14 days after receiving both doses. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced that they're investigating a multi-state listeria outbreak that may be linked to soft cheese. A press release from the CDC said 7 people have been infected with listeria in 4 states. They said they've linked the outbreak to Hispanic-style fresh and soft cheeses, but they hadn't identified a specific brand. All 7 individuals were hospitalized. They live in Connecticut, Maryland, New York, and Virginia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Your phone number here is 855-660-4261. Phone line's still down, so hold on to that number. I will let you know when you can call in. I do have a email question that popped up while we were talking last segment here from Bill. The question here is, he has a potted citrus tree that he has to bring in for the winter. They tend to bloom in the fall, early winter. After he brings them in for the winter, and he has to try and pollinate them by hand. Is there a way to get them to bloom in the spring after he puts them back outside? So, a couple things with citrus trees. It would depend on the type of citrus tree you have. A Meyer lemon tree is one that can bloom all season, but they have two main blooming times, of fall and then early spring. Right, so you might be able to get them to go in the spring again for that. But the cold temperatures are actually something that gets those plants to push out those blooms for the next season. The having the temperatures into about 40 degrees will actually signal to the plant that it is time to start budding out there. So, you know, it depends on the temperature you have them inside, etc. So you can get some of them to rebloom. It would depend on the variety. But one of the things, right, the temperatures in winter and fall, again, when the nighttime temperatures fall into the 40s, the cold weather actually helps induce blooming in the spring. So that's part of it. What they do is they help release the bud dormancy when the weather warms. Where, you know, in New England, in the area where you have to bring it indoors because it's too cold, you know, if the temperatures stay the same all season, where they're kind of just, they stay warm because you've brought them inside, they might not do that multiple blooming time. So that's something where, if it's an area that's too warm, or if it's in too much sun, etc., that might make it so it doesn't blossom again. you want to fertilize this usually in around March, okay? That early fertilizer with very low nitrogen, you're looking more phosphorus and potassium in it. That's going to help push another round of blooming. For the rest of them, you'll use the balance. You know, if you were to fertilize throughout the year, like a 10-10-10 would be fine. Those would do well for you. But it is about, like, that dormancy period, if you will. It's not completely dormant, right? The plants don't go dormant on these, but it needs that cold temperature to help induce that next round of flowering and blooming. So that's just something to be looking at. You know, we get that, it starts to get cold October, November, maybe a little bit earlier. So the temperatures will start to have some cold weather. So it'll force that plant to understand, okay, it's, you know, I need to come out of the dormancy period. I need to get into that next level and I need to start blooming. I said dormancy period, but it's not dormant. I need to get into the flowering period. And so that will bring those seeds to life, if you will. So it needs to have a little bit of a cold temperature in the 40s. We're not talking low 30s. We're talking 40s to feel that. You know, and it could be a week or two. I don't have like an exact amount of time. There's no saying that it's, you know, 13 days and 12 hours is what you're looking for. It's a number of days. We're not looking for a, you know, straight period, but it's going to show you, that it's ready to go. You know, so that's one thing to be thinking about. You know, the other thing to be looking at for next season is prune the citrus tree in the fall. Remove any of those dead branches, anything that might have gotten hit by insects or anything. They actually do pretty well once they've been pruned. They'll go into the winter well for you. So that's one thing to be thinking about. So there are ways to push it through. Again, it depends on the type of citrus tree you have. The Meyer lemon is one of those citrus trees that can bloom all season, but they have those two main blooming times. So if that's the case, that's a nice way to do it, to get it to go for you this spring. Because I know that's the biggest thing for this is pollinating, right? You can't, you know, we don't have bees. We don't have those insects that will pollinate during the winter months. You know, wind. We don't have the wind inside. You might be able to, you know, create wind with a fan, but the wind isn't pushing pollen from one to another. So that's the thing you got to look at. I was just reading an article on pollination in winter. Obviously, with stuff that flowers, we kind of have to pollinate some of those things ourselves. We talk about it in the spring when it comes to like different types of squash. A lot of times you have to pollinate it. And the article at the said, you know, article had said at the end, it said, you know, you can release, if you want, you could release some of the bees inside your home to help pollinating, but they don't recommend it. I mean, could you imagine? Hey, you need to pollinate, and you're going to release the bees, but then they're in your house. They're not going to want to go outside. They're going to stay in there. So, you know, they're not going to have a living space for that. So, you know, just some things to think about if you're looking to pollinate and push the pollination a little bit more. Because I can get it. I get it. You want to be able to have some of these self-pollinate through the bees. You can't do that in the winter indoors. So Mark, I appreciate the call. Not Mark, Bill. I appreciate the email. That helps me get into a little bit. So I know you can go to our website at paulparent.com. Maybe send a message that way, and I can try to answer them while the phone lines are down. That might be a nice, easy way to do it, so we can get some other things other than me talking for hours straight. You know, I know when I talk for hours straight, I can see my daughters, just their eyes roll back in their head sometimes. So I get it. But those are some things we can do. You can go to our website, paulparent.com, email us, and I will try to answer it. You know, I'll come off of a break with some answers on it. So that way I'm not just reading it while we're talking and lose focus on everything we're dealing with. So, Those lines will be back up soon, hopefully. I know they're working hard at the GCN network to fix it. But for those of you who didn't hear it, it's like negative 19 there in Minnesota. So I don't envy them right now. So I know it's going to be pretty cold there. So just bear with us. We're going to do everything we can on that. We'll continue to talk about the garden. We'll talk about your lawns if you want. I had talked about the soil samples. I think that could be enough for today. But just think about how you want to use your lawn. Some thoughts are for pollinators. I brought up an idea of leaving an area just kind of unkept for pollinators. Well, instead of doing that, maybe take an area that you don't want to really do a lot to and plant wildflowers. And just get a bag of wildflower seed, clean the area up, and put those down, and let the wildflowers bring in those pollinators. That's another option where you're not going to have to do a lot of work. But, you know, like I said, I know I can hear a lot of people saying, all right, I'll leave an area unkept. You know, that's a perfect Valentine's Day gift. Honey, this year for Valentine's Day, I'm going to plant you a pollinator garden. And part of it is the whole side of the house is going to be unkept. You know, Patrick said it online on air that it's best for helping pollinators. So, you know, I'll take the blame. I'm in. Let's go. But that's not just it. You can be planting some wildflowers. There's a lot of talk out there. Less lawn is better for pollinators. I don't know about you. I need a lawn to have. I need that feeling of laying in the lawn and feeling, that summer feel, looking up and watching the clouds go by, that type of thing. I need the lawn. Not that my lawn's great, but I need that lawn to have it. But we could be looking at tons of different pollinators. Native plants are definitely ones that we have talked about a number of times in the past few weeks, and we'll continue to talk about it. But native plants are huge when it comes to pollinators for our gardens. You can find some different ones out there. You can just go online and say, native plants in Massachusetts. There are so many options out there to get you some information of what you could be planting. A lot of them are perennials, but there are trees and shrubs that you can be using. Then there's the whole look at the conditions. Just at the UMass website, they have a spot where it's a North American Plants for New England Gardens. They have a sunny drought soil, sunny well-drained soil, moist soils, wetlands, part shade or full shade, trees and shrubs that attract birds, coastal plantings. So those are some things, I'd look at looking to attract some birds to the garden, because we can look at getting bees. We want flowering plants, right? The natives are definitely helpful to bring that. But some of these, you want to bring some of those birds, especially when they're looking for berries. They might, grab some berries, drop some where plants are popping back up. Types of inkberry, they're hollies. They're inkberry hollies out there that will give you some of the those red berries in the winter. Maybe looking at some of the viburnums, maybe planting some blueberries, right? They'll be beneficial for you. You can pick some blueberries, but those are going to attract birds to the garden, which are going to help then with the pollinators long term. So, it's not just about attracting bees to the garden. It's about attracting birds. It's about attracting other insects as well, the beneficial insects. I've had, discussions where even some mosquitoes down to it are beneficial. I have a hard time believing that. But there are insects out there that will be very beneficial for you. Now, we talk about ladybugs. Ladybugs are super beneficial. They're going to take care of some white flies, some scale mites, those types of things, because they're going to eat them. Praying mantids, those are going to take care of some, insects that you don't want around the house. Lacewings, those as well. So those are some beneficial insects that you might not be thinking. So it's not just about attracting bees. It's about attracting those insects that will help you with your plant. As soon as you see tons of ladybugs in the garden, you know you've got something going on there. And so take a look at that, because those are a sure sign that something's going on in the garden. There's some sort of insect there. Great thing is if you notice some of these insects now, you can actually purchase ladybugs. You can go to a local garden center. A lot of them have it, and they can send it to you. You can purchase it there, or you can go online. There's a bunch of different websites that can send you ladybugs or praying mantids or lacewings, or there's even a combination of ladybugs and lacewings for your garden. Awesome. Awesome way to organically treat for insects. We're going to take a break here, and our phone line's still down. They'll be back soon, and we're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few here.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Still having those phone issues, but our number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll keep you posted on when that's ready, because I know they're working hard behind the scenes here. They always do a great job with the program, so I am not too worried. We're starting to see some light out there. I wouldn't call it the sun at this point, considering it's supposed to get a little bit of a dusting to an inch around here today, but it's starting to become the day, right? We're celebrating the Valentine's Day holiday, right? For those of you who do, happy Valentine's Day. I know it's not always one that everybody celebrates, but for those of you who do, happy Valentine's Day from us. And I hope you get to enjoy the day. I know the garden centers and floral business right now are very busy, extremely busy. Everybody's coming in to get their flowers for their loved one. And at the same time, we're going through a time where people are buying tons of houseplants, because we want to have those plants around the house. And, I noticed it yesterday in the garden center. You would think that we would see, obviously a lot of people looking for flowers for Valentine's Day, but there were a ton of people looking for those houseplants still because they are so popular. So it's definitely a different holiday that I've seen when it comes to the way things are being purchased. Not just about getting the flowers, you're getting houseplants for someone you care about now, because there's so many people very into it. I mean, I completely understand. It's it can be a lot of fun to deal with on some of these houseplants, because we're getting some of those that sun that we, the nice look indoors versus just being outdoors with some of these houseplants, and we're not having to worry as much about, you know, having, you know, waiting for the spring, trying to trick ourselves that spring's almost here, right? So this is a good thing to be having. Houseplants are an awesome way to add to the home. You know, one that you might think of as get you some of that houseplant thought to it, but also have a little bit of a Valentine's Day twist, maybe, would be like an anthurium. Anthurium, the flowers, or like the heart-shaped leaves. So those might be a nice one to be thinking about. You know, you might be getting a houseplant, but you're also showing that, you know, that love you have, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, those are some different things to be thinking about. But it is ever so popular with those houseplants, which means we will be able to bring those out this spring to enjoy in the yard. So keeping them going during this time, some of them might be dormant, some of them might just not be doing what you're thinking they should be doing, but don't fret. We will have some good weather on the horizon this spring. I think we'll be able to enjoy those houseplants that you have spent so much time and effort on this winter. So definitely it'll be worth it in the end. So you'll enjoy them now because we'll be able to get them outside soon. We've got about 2 hours left in the show. We'll just keep on keeping on till these phone lines come back, and I'll let you know as soon as they do. In the meantime, some of you have started to send me some emails. You can go to the Paul Parent website, paulparent.com. You can shoot us an email from the bottom of there. What I'll try to do is I'll try to read them during the break and then come out of the break with some information on them. That way I'm not just reading and stop talking and then we have a bunch of dead air. That's not what we want, right? We want to get those questions answered, but they'll come out of the break with some of those things. So stay tuned for some of those. We'll try and answer a few of those over the next break. After the next break, but a couple hours left in the show to wrap up on this Valentine's Day. A little snowy this morning, but it'll be out of the way early enough where you can get out there and enjoy the day with you know, family, with loved ones, with yourself. Hey, it's Valentine's Day. You can do what you want to do, right? Once our lines are back up, call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back in the 8 o'clock hour to answer more of your gardening questions. We'll be back.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.